Fitzy and Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast. This is our final podcast for the year. Been a big year of podcasts. I mean, I listen to, God, nearly every one of them. How's that banana, mate?
It's an amazing banana.
Is it
and
your favourite?
I thought that I would end the podcast and the year with my favourite banana.
Mm, do you like lolly bananas?
Not really. Mm. No, they're not up there in my top five.
Do you know what? I never thought we'd end the year's podcast with the opportunity to see you as a grown male with a moustache eating a banana.
High
it's
in
just
potassium.
A great visual.
High in potassium. Yep. Yeah, I think
they are.
It's not an ad for bananas, mate.
Sorry, but if anyone's got any bananas in 2017, I'd like a few.
Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. We really do appreciate it, guys. And look, have a great Christmas. We'll speak to you probably over the Christmas break. We're on air, actually, Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can tune into the Fitzy and Whipper show. And have a great new year as well. Set yourself a resolution and break it in the first couple of days.
I love you.
It's always funny.
No, I love you. I'm talking to you, mate.
Coming up next, stuff.
There was a guy yesterday. How ridiculous is this? And a waste of everybody's time. He got fined $500 for stealing a $3 battery from Bunnings accidentally.
Oh, and we've all done that before where you've forgotten that you've got something.
He put it in his top pocket to free up his hands.
Yeah,
good news, he doesn't care, mate. Because the reason he wasn't focusing on what he was doing, because he was asking the girl behind the counter out. Love was in the air and he was so nervous about making sure that he delivered his line and asked this girl out the right way, he didn't think about the battery, mate.
Yeah, but then he also becomes a criminal straight away.
Well,
do girls want to go out with criminals?
The bad boy. See, girls love a bad boy.
No, you don't like a guy who shoplifts. Like, bad boy
accidental
is someone who drives a motorbike and has, you know, a leather jacket. Not a guy who accidentally steals a AA battery.
There's a lot of girls, though, that are drawn to a bad boy.
But that doesn't make you bad. You're kind of a loser. Shoplifting is such a losery crime.
Accidental shoplifting.
There was a girl at our high school who was hot. She was a year older than me. I can't remember her name. And she was just gorgeous. And us guys, you know, thinking that we were sporty and that we were half a chance with her, didn't want anything to do with any of us. And she just went for the bad boys.
Why
just
is
the
that?
Guys that got into trouble all the time.
Why are they attracted to drama? I mean, this is so far removed from the story, it doesn't matter.
Because usually they've got some sort of air of mystery about them. They don't care. They can do whatever they like. Yeah, I'm going to wag school.
Now,
I'm going to stay out late.
Do you know what I think it is? I think those girls think that because they are good looking, that they can have power over that guy and say, I can change him. You know what I mean?
Well, it's that and also being with the good looking guy.
Yeah.
13, 24, 10, if you are with the bad boy, how did it end up? Because I always thought, I know what you mean, Fitzy, because I was in the sporting group at school, believe it or not. But
not.
No, it wasn't an option or a question, sir.
Oh, sorry.
But thank you. But the annoying thing was, I was like you, but then there were the bad guys that would smoke down by the trees.
Yeah.
And the girls always went for those guys. And I used to think, that is not going to work. It's not going to last.
Nah.
Where are you going to end up with that guy?
But they were usually good-looking blokes, weren't they?
No, but they were cooler because they didn't care about the uniform and things.
Yeah,
the shirt was out.
And they had a car early as well. That was another big thing for girls.
Just did my head in. And I'd be there going, girls, have a look at this.
Did you buy your way into the sports group?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did you buy your way in?
You,
it's a straight
did your
question.
Dad know someone?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Did he stock the sports supply cupboard or something?
At school. We had the best team is called the Firsts, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the education.
It's called the Firsts.
Now, whoa, this is groundbreaking.
Isn't it?
Continued.
So, everyone get a pen and paper out, write this down, you're not going to want to forget it.
Very limited amount of people can be in the Firsts team.
I know.
Yeah. Right?
15 usually.
Especially in your year level when there's only a certain amount of people.
And there was a lot of people, a lot of kids in my school in my year. Right. A lot
like
of
40?
Them. Huh? Heaps, hundreds.
I'm already bored by this story. Find it.
I played first footy year 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah, but
three consecutive years and the only one at the school. Thank you,
but mate, you were fully matured at the age of 12.
Well, that's true. I was about 3 foot taller than everybody else and weighed twice their weight. Didn't matter. I looked like a dad running out of the back.
You were just one of those Islander. You were one of those Islander kids playing under eights and just picking up seven-year-old boys and throwing them 20 metres down the...
I was part of the sporting group. Not was not an option, Sarah, and I was accepted for my ability.
Well, it's been a big 2016, guys, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Time flies when you're in the radio game.
It is our final morning this morning before we go away for a bit of a break and fire up again for 2017. Any New Year's resolutions, Sarah? Anything you want to change in
where
your
are
life?
You going to start, Sarah?
Help Whipper lose weight? Huh?
That's a good one. I'll help
try that this year. Anything new?
Yeah, maybe just help. I think my New Year's resolution should be to help you get your life in order, Whips. I feel like you've lost your way in 2017.
But these are personal ones for yourself.
No,
mate. This
is I feel like that will help us all.
That could help us everywhere.
Yeah, I've got huge plans for you next year too, Sarah. You and I are going on a surprise holiday. Just the two of us to Bali, my favourite.
Oh. We can't do this show without our team. We have the best team in the business here at Nova, and our breakfast team do an amazing job. So we want to thank all those guys as well. But here's a few highlights from Fitzy and Whippers 2016.
Welcome everybody to 2016. It is good to be back. Today's the day, team. Saddle up.
Bring it in.
We made it. Oh, welcome to the show.
The tired and rusty team struggles through the door
and gather around. We stand as one. Matty DeGroote.
Hello, mate.
Sarah McGilvray. Tommy Harvey. Ryan. James Fitzgerald.
Well done.
Yo. Whipper and Lisa are having another baby.
What we thought we'd do, though, is come up with a creative way of announcing what the sex of the child is. We made a sex cake.
We made a gender cake, is what I'll go with.
It's a blue cake.
We're going to get another boy!
Jack Walter David Whipfley has joined the planet.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
It says here on the envelope, we are going to the South African jungle.
There's going to be a double stitch-up.
I just went, okay, it's time to get out of here and leave him in there by himself.
I know exactly what's going on. I'm stuck in the jungle.
Welcome to Guantanamo Bay.
I'm going to kill him.
What are you going to do the first time you see him?
Break his neck.
Whipper asked a lot of questions.
Of course I'm going to ask questions.
Who won last year?
Joe Beth, what was the name of your song?
Have you had much rain here?
What surprised you about all of this?
Where are you playing footy now?
What does the stick mean?
Ivana, what's the best song that's ever been written?
Any more questions, Whipper?
Me, harness, two wires. One I'm walking on, one I'm holding.
Just don't look down.
I'm furious.
I don't see why you wouldn't be.
Furious.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the wobbles too.
Yeah, I want to go back in. I want to go back in. Oh,
I absolutely hated it.
The process of going through your mind, trying to work out who was in on it.
I've missed you so much.
Get off me.
I just want to see if your pants are on tight because I never want to see them pulled down like that again.
Roselle Rugs have had a closing down sale for over 2 years now. I just need to know when they're closing down.
Roselle Rugs.
When are you closing down?
It'll be for a few months.
So you can't give me a date?
No. Roselle Rugs.
Hey, Russell's my name.
When will you be closing down?
I can't tell you. That.
My partner Chris and I, we're looking for a new rug. Do you guys have a sale on at the moment?
Yes.
Closing down sale?
Yes, it is.
When are you closing down?
I'm not sure.
If I bought all the rugs today, you'll close down.
You got a few $1 million? Come in! I'll give you a good deal.
Once we spoke to Russell Crowe and Rusty told us.
A little bit later in the year, when I get home and I've got some time to actually go to the footy, why don't you come to the football with me and we'll have a bit of a night?
That was a couple of years ago.
Something's just happened. Oh, my God.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, you're kidding me. I can't believe it.
Cool, I just wanted to clarify something. You have been invited multiple times. It was you that chose to get married instead of go to the footy. Then you had the baby that time.
On two occasions, I've made bad decisions.
I think everyone's still coming down from Beyonce's album, Lemonade. Oh. Jay-Z is making a response album. Oh. His is called Sprite Zero. Track one is called Your Sister's a Psycho. Track two is 98 Problems. Yeah, 99. Track number three is Becky is a work colleague and I have no feelings towards her.
Yep. And track six is Line Up Girls Who's Next.
Francis Bevan.
The silk shirt wearing psychic.
Did you walk here this morning, Francis?
I had to cross Mount Street.
Oh. What did you think of?
Fits you.
Oh, no, Francis.
Nothing's changed, Francis.
I actually thought it'd been a while since I mounted him.
Oh. Who is this guy? I think Francis has had a stroke halfway through the interview. He's turned into a meerkat.
Ice cream, baby.
Look at all these amazing people here in Sydney, Australia.
Just passing out a bunch of ice cream, man.
It was huge lineups for ice cream from Kevin Hart and Ice Cube.
We had our ice cream truck, mate.
All right.
Step on up. Don't be scared. Hurry up, Kevin.
Dude, I'm going first.
The man is waiting.
You want sprinkles?
He didn't ask for sprinkles.
Brother, I put the sprinkles on it, Cube. Don't tell me how to make the
customer's always
don't
right.
Tell me how to make put ice cream.
Co-hosting our show with us, Ricky Gervais. Your magnificent bath selfies on Instagram, Ricky.
The guy that does our online work here, he said, mate, do you reckon you could squash the chin down like Ricky does and take a photo of yourself in the bath?
That sounds like a terrible Australian euphemism. Let's play squash the chin down.
Melissa McCarthy, welcome to our show.
You had a relationship with Peter Dinklage in real life a long time ago. Is that true?
No.
No.
She wishes. No.
I was going to say for a minute, I was like, what a terrible thing to forget.
Ryan Gosling, one of Australia's icons in Russell Crowe.
Now, has he brought up his beloved footy team, the Rabbitohs?
Did he bring it up? Did he ever let it go? Russell very generously rented out an entire bar. There was a Rabbitohs game on, and Russell is also on the screen making a big speech, and he's also got his arm around me in Atlanta. And the next day, I realized it was a tape.
Oh. I've got to turn up and entertain an entire city for 3 hours every morning.
When? You know? Can you tell us what time that is? I will never, ever forget where I was when I heard that the Budgie 9 was released. I was in Who Gives a Shitsville. What's Sarah's exact age?
No one's ever been told this.
Tommy, can you try and find another celebrity who's the same age as Sarah?
Just to point out how crap I look by comparison.
No.
I've got a celebrity the same age.
Who is that?
Lil Wayne.
Jessica Malboy.
What if we pull out movies and TV shows from a hat and then you've got to try to think of the theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Or The Nanny.
He was housing in his hand.
Time for Fitzy and Whipper's Family Feud Challenge!
All right, Family Feud. Whipley's versus the Fitzgeralds. Norma seems to have stolen the show. Grandmother, if you missed it.
Apart from walk,
okay.
What might you do with your legs? Norma, what do you think?
Weeding the garden.
I thought you said something else there for a second.
We dig.
Thank you for putting the D in there, Norma.
They did put a photo up of Norma weeing in the gardens.
Jerry Seinfeld joins us on the line.
Hello there.
Oh, what an honour. Highlight for the show, and we've been doing this for 6 years, Jerry, so that means something.
I only wish I could make the same statement.
Where would we be on your list, Jerry?
Luckily for you, I don't keep one.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Is it Sunday?
No, it's Monday.
Oh, is it? Sugar Monday.
Oh, you're on
Chocolate
fire.
Monday.
You're allowed sugar on a Monday.
What the has happened to me? It's a bit of cocaine, ecstasy, vodka. Yeah. Now I'm getting happy about having some Twix.
He discriminates.
Dynamic duo Fitzy and Whipper.
He intimidates.
Their very own Donald Trump parody.
He manipulates.
Some Australian radio host.
He just regurgitates.
They decided to take a shot at Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, you have to go, go. You're the political Yoko Ono. Donald Trump, you have to go, go. Cause you're a pig, that misogynist guy.
It's clever.
So that's bad, it's good.
Hi, I'm Yenda Lee.
And I'm Lionel Lee.
And together we are Modern Fambing Lee. This is my blonde teenage niece, Totally.
Ah, Snapchat, Dogface, Dolly, Five Sauce, Three Spaston, Justin Bieber, Noob.
My half-brother, who become a drag queen and change his name.
Nah, no way, I'm not doing it. What's my name?
Shilita. Shilita Buffet.
You boys have had some real trouble saying things properly.
We're going to check your traffic. Would you be prepared? Magnificent day today.
Today.
And accomplices?
Karimba.
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 Hi, Karimba.
I'm in the coffee cup. Muppet like it's hot. Muppet like it's hot. I like big mops and I cannot lie.
You put a little bit of mint in the bottom of a cup, and there you go. You drink your coffee, you take your mint. Very, very simple. Paul Leedon, executive at Channel 10.
We're going to get an opportunity to present the mup to the Sharks.
You have my word.
Wow.
Mint in a coffee cup, mup it like it's hot, mup it like it's hot, mup it like it's hot.
We pitch to the Sharks on Shark Tank.
Basically, the pitch is a cup, a mint, a cup, a mup. Let's get rich together. Yep. Am I right?
This is a no-brainer. The offer is $500,000 for 5%.
I didn't come here to look stupid. They're playing us for a fool.
We're going to knock all yours back and wait for that phone call from Google or Facebook.
Thanks anyway, guys.
Apparently, apparently there's some footage, somebody rocking up to your gym.
Apparently a Hyundai Tucson rocked up to the car park, parked, and it stayed there for around about an hour. And the guy in the Hyundai Tucson was fast asleep, and then the car started up and it just left.
Sometimes when I sit down, I fall asleep. It just happened to be when I was meant to be at the gym.
From Big Brother.
You're joking me.
To Big Nova. Time to celebrate with Fitzy's 40th birthday party.
A special surprise for you tonight. And obviously, every birthday needs a birthday cake. Surprise!
Oh, it's Big Fitz General. It's my old man. I thought it was a homeless bloke at the start.
Justin Timberlake, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have you ever trashed your hotel room or anything like that, Justin, back in the day? Did you ever?
No. Actually, one time, Chris and I threw a couch out of a window.
Oh, wow.
At a hotel somewhere in Eastern Europe. There was no one on the couch, thankfully.
Wrap up of the week.
My name's M Train and his is Whipper. Short and tubby, even East the rapper. He thinks he could sing, but his voice is whack. And when his lips are moving, I say, shut your trap.
Friday morning, guys. The contest is won. The winner's right here. Name's Chrissy Swan. Jay told Beyonce, don't you dare, but I am Becky with the good hair.
Put out the challenge to Bo Ryan. I'm a rapping machine. You know I'm not lying. The worst thing I heard all week. Whipper and his guitar pretty bleak.
Yes, yeah. Lisa the Veronica's rap of the
good
week.
Justin, Lisa here. We're about to score. Whipper, you're a babe, but you're such a bore. If this did have a chance, but he's way too tall. Come and mate, submit it. We got bigger balls. Y'all now push it.
A rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish Toyota Yaris car.
That's so rude.
Hang on a minute. We've just played such a big highlights package and we ended on Robbie Shiraz. Oh, Matty DeGroot taking out Rap of the Week.
I can't believe that of that 8-minute package, my only contribution all year, was Robbie Shiraz.
Well done, Fitchy, for putting that together. That was very good. Well done.
This is your captain.
Qantas and Fitzy and Whipper take you to Australia Zoo.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You would have heard us yesterday at the Qantas Heritage Centre. That's where we did our show. We had 120 people on the plane. They gave us a whole plane. We want to thank the flight attendants, the two captains who actually came on. We had an engineer on there as well. They volunteered all of their time for free. Yep. Didn't get paid a cent yesterday.
The entire team from Qantas. Thank you, thank you. Even the fuel donated by Share. We need to say a thank you also to AeroCare. Everyone involved put so much into making yesterday possible. And for the 150 people on board, they were families that had been challenged this year. So it was great to give them a break as we took off to Australia Zoo.
So we left the show yesterday, jumped straight onto a plane, and this is what happened when we got on the plane.
Can we please have everybody's attention? Welcome to the Australia Zoo trip today, thanks to Fitzy and Whipper and Nova, and also the magnificent team at Qantas here today. And Whip, do you want to say a couple of words?
Well, I mean, it's exciting that it's also Robert Irwin's birthday. But Fitzy, believe it or not, a lot of people have been saying to me during the flight, if we give you a request, can you sing us a song? I didn't bring the guitar, which is really annoying for everybody, but I am taking requests at any stage. Keep them coming and we'll have a sing-along, yeah?
You didn't get a response at all. We want to thank all the staff at Qantas here today because they have all volunteered their time. This is their day.
Not one request for a song, which surprised me.
Well, I know. I don't reckon you would have had time during the flight yesterday to sing.
Hard to say.
It was a tough one. You were just concentrating on getting up to Australia Zoo, and we finally got there. Well done. Robert Irwin's birthday yesterday. I've got a great video of Robert Irwin's 13th birthday, and he's a great photographer, so you should see some of his photos.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he?
He had a gallery open yesterday, Sam, where with all these phenomenal photos that he's taken. And I'm laughing because I know what he's about to say. But he's actually selling the photos and donating money to the Wildlife Warriors campaign, which is brilliant.
I am going to show you because, unfortunately, when Robert was talking and showing everyone some of his amazing photos, Whipper, because he'd had a couple of red wines on the plane, have a look at this share. Watch that video there. That's Robert talking. That's the Croc Show. That's Monty.
They pull a big crowd, don't they?
Huge. Turn around.
Oh, and there's Whipper asleep.
No, hang on a minute.
Asleep in his chair.
That is not
cat
the case.
Pulled over his eyes, not watching a thing.
It
and
was
snoring.
40 degrees. Like, I'm just melting into my seat there, and that was like a long blink. Happy birthday, Robert, and thanks for having us on the show.
And also to Hasbro as well. They gave all the kids Chrissy's presents, which was brilliant as well. You can go to our Facebook page, Fitzy and Whipper Facebook, and the video is going to be up later on. Well, without a doubt, this man saved this country so many times on the cricket pitch. Excited about this because I've got it on my phone right now. Warnie's Emojis is out now. Free to download from the App Store and Google Play. They're nice and a little bit naughty. And he joins us now, Shane Warne.
G'day, boys. How are we?
When they first approached you, Warnie, did you say, if you make them naughty, I'm in, they can't be just nice?
Yes, I didn't want to make them boring because I think, you know, life full of fun. Sometimes we all take ourselves a bit too seriously. There's a time and place to be serious, but life's about having some fun.
Spot
and these
on.
Emojis, I'll tell you, you'll absolutely crack up with a few of them. They're pretty cool.
There's some great ones. And there's three different categories. There's cricket ones, and for any cricket purists out there, there's some great moments from Warnie when you were celebrating up on the balcony when we beat England and just all those ones, but there's emotion ones as well. But, you know, Warnie, the ones that we've been looking at, you know, there's one where you're helping a young blonde woman with her golf game, which is interesting.
You're in the hot tub with one.
You in your Speedos, in a spa with a couple of girls as well, Warnie. Did you come up with some of the ideas as well, or?
I sat down with all the designers, Matt. We came up with this. We just went through every single topic you can possibly think of. We tried to push the boundaries on a few. We sort of said, okay, let's give, you know, there's obviously the teenagers use a lot. We all use smiley face or thumbs up or angry face and all those things all the time. So we try to come up with just extension of that. So, you know, if you're texting a mate and saying, hey, fancy a beer, then, you know, I've got the bullfrog beer with a mouth around a beer.
Yeah, they're cool.
All those sorts of things. So there's a few rippers. So we're talking about all the funny things that have happened in my life and some other stuff as well. And I think we've got enough emojis in there that actually cover all the different people.
Yeah.
If they're interested, and I'm sure if you download these, it's free on both the app stores, as you said. So I'm sure a lot of people can have some fun with their friends with it.
Man, I love it.
What about the kids? What about Brooke, Jackson and Summer? Have they been sending any emojis to the mates?
Yeah, they have been. The teenagers, you know, they're, well, all of us are mostly on our phone all the time, but the teenagers especially, and they love it. They said, Dad, this is hilarious. So they actually love it, the teenagers. So, you know, if the teenagers are liking it, then you know you're onto something that people are going to enjoy.
Well, you're on a winner. Mate, you copped a bit of flack the other day on Instagram for a photo. I can't believe how serious everybody took this about a photo you put up of Melbourne.
Mm.
That was a bit rough.
Yeah. They said you stole
what happened?
It. They reckon you put up a Melbourne sunset the other night, Warnie, and a guy piped up and said, mate, that's my photo. That's I not... took that back in April.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I was driving. Through the city, so obviously I wasn't on my phone, and it was such a beautiful night. So when I got home, I just googled Melbourne, beautiful sunsets in Melbourne, and saw this one. I went, beautiful, how good's that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know,
did someone crack it with that today?
Oh, yeah, someone made a comment going, you know, photographers work really hard to get these beautiful shots. How dare you just post someone else's photo? Lighten up, guys, it's social media.
Give it a rest.
Hey, Warnie, it is going to be 31 degrees in Sydney today. Beautiful. I think it's going to be about 22 in Melbourne today. You know, the weather's a little bit better up here in Sydney. You know that?
Well, mate, come on. I'll tell you what, this is actually a fact, too. Melbourne has more 30-degree-plus days than Sydney has.
Does it?
That's an actual fact. Actual fact. And also, Sydney gets the most rain out of any state in Australia. Oh.
This is a war. There's going to be a war start.
True. And if you don't believe me, go to the factual stuff. Actually,
there
should be an emoji there. Melbourne has better weather than
Sydney.
We've got to
emoji.
We've got to get the Sydney Bureau of Meteorology and the Melbourne
get
one.
On.
We've got to have a fight together, I think. We've got to go head to head.
Shane Moore versus Tim Bailey. Hey, mate, you know what you should be doing? Warnie, you should be coming up here. We have got Coldplay performing in our Red Room. Intimate gig. Your mates with Chris Martin. You should come along.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate. They're such a great band. They're just so good, these guys. And I've been lucky enough. I saw them in London a few times earlier in the year.
Yep.
And I'm catching up with them next week when they're down here in the best city in the world, Melbourne. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Chris...
good friend, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, Chris just wants some weather stats. That's what he's interested in.
hey, just also, we just wanted to follow up as well. Did you ever get a reply back from Emily Ratajkowski?
No, I didn't.
That's
annoying. I just like that picture.
Yeah.
What's the big deal about that? So how am I going to get a reply if you like someone's picture?
Well, the other one as well that they reckon that you were going to go and say hello to Angelina Jolie.
I mean, why not?
Did you like any of those?
No, that's I don't know where this stuff comes from, because I was doing some interview and someone said, I don't know, Angelina Jolie came up. I said, she's number one. She's fantastic. And that suddenly turned into, well, Warren's going to catch up with Angela. That was like, I just said, she's hot. That's it.
You can't win, Warnie.
I just love this. The Warnie. Great Adventures of Shane Warne. You know, why is this not a 24/7 TV show?
Well, do you know what? Well, you can now, and this is awesome. But
I love it.
Warnie's life, and you follow Warnie, and Warnie's emojis, you got to get download these. They're very, very funny. They're from the App Store, Google Play right now. You can send them to your mates and have a bit of fun. But Warnie, we always appreciate your time coming on the show, mate.
Good on you, boys. Look forward to seeing you soon, and enjoy the sunshine. I think it's 32 today, Gertie. So don't worry.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Fitzy and Whippers.
It's F-word Christmas. B-word.
Office Christmas Party. Confessions. The hilarious new movie, Office Christmas Party, starring Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston, in cinemas from December 8. Party like your job depends on it.
New movie is coming out, and it is Christmas party time. Friday night, guy, today, hot on the harbour there.
Sweating.
Hey, for a Christmas party. Don't worry about Jay. Sorry,
last day.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, it is your last day.
I mean, you've called it, Jay.
Literally.
Literally.
Your words.
You've just sacked yourself, mate. Tommy, you'd be a bit upset about this. What I didn't realise, and here's a rookie mistake, on the screens around the building here, they've just got footage of the Christmas party running 24/7. Yes. So when I walked into work this morning, I replayed all the highlights of you.
Dancing
last Friday night.
In a fetal position, naked.
Needs a reminder of that at the workplace.
Don't bring a camera out at a Christmas party.
Take it down.
Nicole in Northmead. Hi, Nick. What did you see at your Christmas party?
Oh, guys, hi. How you going? It's still so awkward.
What is it?
My first job as PA, really young, dropped in on the stairwell to find my director making out with some guy. Oh. He was also a guy married with two children.
You're beauty. You're beauty,
what
Nick.
What do you do in that situation, Nick? It's a tough one.
Look, we were like meerkats, literally just like staring, and I just went, oh, okay, sorry. And I didn't talk about it for 3 months, and then I moved on to a new job, and it was the day-to-day was so awkward, I tell you.
But it's not cheating if it's the same sex, isn't it?
Come on, mate. Hang on a minute.
Well,
a person's a person, Sarah.
Yeah, but Whips, if we're out later today for our lunch, mate, and I kiss a girl, is that cheating?
Of course it is. What's the difference?
All right, what if I wake up in your house tomorrow and me and Gary walk out of the room?
Not cheating. Feel? It's not cheating.
I don't know how upset I'd be or whether I'd be kind of excited.
Well, this is your last day as well, I think. So that's two people for the team gone.
We just want to do a big shout-out to Josiah and Sarah for their amazing efforts on this show.
Tommy, you want to follow, mate? Is this your last day?
See you guys, I left years ago.
Gerard in Appen. What happened to you, Gerard?
Well, I had a British Bulldog kind of moment.
What's
we
that?
Went. We went a pinball, paintball, not pinball, paintball, and then we ended up at the golf club.
Yeah.
And after the shower, went commando, and when I bent down, my pants ripped, and British bulldog moment happened.
Oh, no.
Okay.
In front of the whole
and not
team.
The cute ones either.
Oh, Gerard.
No, we get it, mate. We've all been there at some stage.
I would have got the paintball gun out.
Oh,
I would have had a bit of a crack.
Wow.
Nikki, in Wilberforce, what happened to you?
Oh, well, one of my girlfriends and I were sick of the lame office Christmas parties with the pizza and the wine, so we had a bit too much wine one night, and we decided that we'd photocopy our boobs, so we had the printout of the double boob.
Classic.
And we sent it to, there were 270-odd people in the company, we sent it to the 30 bosses.
Yeah.
In the internal mail, and that was the last year that we ever had an on-site Christmas party.
Oh,
so we're like
no.
the urban legends of the company that nobody knows.
So nobody knows whose boobs it was.
No, this was awesome. Back in 2001, and still to this day, no one knows. So we, just us two that know who it was.
Tough to do, though, the boobs on the photocopier.
Yeah, because you're not tall enough.
You lift the photocopier up, and then it's hard to get, because you've got your head in the way.
Yeah, Tommy, you've got to
sort of do
over.
It on the side.
Can you go and get the photocopy machine?
Yes.
Select A3 for Sarah, I think, today.
Whipper's going to take his top off because we want to see some real boobs.
Oh, well, you're attacking mine and playing yours down, so we're both damaged in that scenario.
Sarah, in Bondi, what did you do, Sarah?
It was actually at my Christmas party last year. It was on a Friday, and come towards the end of the day, myself and a few of my colleagues managed to go skinny dipping. We then ended up back at one of the boys' houses, and a few of the boys pass out on the lounge, and I may have got it on with one of the guys I work with in the other room.
Oh, no.
To this day, no one knows, and we've actually got our Christmas party tonight, so I'm a little bit worried to see what happens this year.
I've been suggesting
a team swim for a long time.
I know. It's never happened.
Sarah, this is
juice today.
You know what?
Boobs and photocopiers are a wonderful combination.
Leave it up to Sarah.
Well, that's where I was leaning. I do love that one. But then, you know what, Nicole? You've inspired me for today, seeing your boss making out with another man.
Well done, Nicole.
Congratulations.
Well done.
$1,000.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. At least it makes me feel a bit better now that I can do something with
good
it.
Work. Send the video through and we'll put it up on our website, Sarah. Well done.
As everyone's talking about Victoria's Secret, the fashion show.
That's right. The world's top supermodels, they strutted their stuff yesterday. It's the big one of the year. Everyone looks out for it. I'm sure you guys have had a look online at the pictures.
Well, two-page spread in the paper today says.
They look amazing. Like, these are women with phenomenal bodies.
Too thin for me.
No, they look healthy. They've all got a really healthy, athletic look, which I think is a good thing to promote in that industry. But obviously, Gaga performed Bruno Mars The Weeknd. Everyone talking obviously about The Weeknd and ex-girlfriend Bella Hadid and their little moment on the catwalk as he was performing, and she's walked over and looked at him and he's reached out to touch her, and then she's put something on social media thanking him, which was very sweet.
See, there's still few feelings there.
I would say so. The big one though, Bradley Cooper. He's dating one of the girls, Arena Shake, I think is how you say her surname.
Yep.
And she's walked out with a baby bump, which is the first anyone knew about them having a kid together.
Wow.
So it's their first.
Oh.
I think she's about 4 or 5 months
That's
along.
That's great news.
Yeah, so it wasn't just a bump. It was a full belly.
Remember those photos from the tennis? They were
about
Wimbledon, I think.
Oh, that's right.
They had
a bit of a blue.
There was a bit of a blue. Oh, and he was trying to talk to her, and she wouldn't have a bar of him.
Do you remember Kanye and Jay-Z did Ninjas in Paris and also Otis at the Victoria's Secret
years ago?
Remember when they were mates?
A couple of years ago.
That was the best performance of all time.
Huge.
Well, speaking of Kanye, he's out of hospital, but he's cancelled all remaining tour dates. Obviously, Kendall Jenner, his sister-in-law, was in the Victoria's Secret parade, and backstage, this is the first access anyone's really had to a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they weren't going to pass up an opportunity to ask how Kanye and Kim are doing.
Everyone's okay. Everyone's doing okay, yeah. Just praying.
Yeah. He'll be okay, won't he?
Yes, of course.
Poor thing. She looked so awkward. She didn't want to talk about it, but obviously was not going to be rude to this reporter who was right in her face.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, Mariah Carey, this is just fabulous. There are pictures of her and Brian Tanaka, this backup dancer who apparently James Packer was always wary of.
Yep.
And they are making out on the beach. So
oh,
it hasn't
no.
been long. She is 100% moved on.
Do you reckon she's done that deliberately?
I think so. Look,
it's a pack attack.
I'll show you.
What a girl.
Do you think they're
girls...
friendly snaps?
Oh, that's full. That's a full-on
kiss.
Can
I have a look?
That's
what?
They are in an embrace. Her leg is wrapped around him.
She knows
and they are
100% that cameras are there. That's been done deliberately.
I've got to become a backup dancer, I think.
Me too.
I know it works, doesn't it? J-Lo,
is that the male equivalent of part-time model?
I would say so, because you're not in front.
So
you're always behind everything.
You know, you meet someone and the girls always throw in, I'm a part-time model.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy, is it I'm a backup dancer?
Possibly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The two of them are in Hawaii together, and you would think that Mariah clearly just bounces from one relationship to the next, because you could not be that in love with James Packer and then a few weeks later
Yeah, but remember, Sarah, nothing happens before the wedding night in Mariah's book.
Yeah, well done.
True.
Mate.
We've learnt that, so you might see a kiss, but that's about it.
As far as we know. Another exciting one, though, Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry. I know a little while ago we thought they'd split up. Well, now they've appeared at an awards show together, and he was caught rubbing her belly. Stay tuned for baby news. Nothing confirmed, but...
You want to end the year on that one, do you, mate? That's called a hook in the radio industry.
It is.
So we'll be back in 2017 with the official announcement of the baby.
Well, sorry, you said James and Mariah were going to have a kid. That was your prediction, 2016. And they broke up.
You did too.
Well, the announcement should be coming pretty soon.
Oh, man. Let's talk about money. Because it can be the root of all evil.
Well, greed, mate. You'll find that strikes a little bit in life, and that can be ugly.
I want to pose this question to you, because this is in page 9 of the Daily Telegraph today. It's about a local fella by the name of Luke Moore from Goulburn. Luke. Now, Luke is at Centrelink there, so he gets benefits, all right? So, Luke obviously has to look for a job. He's been doing it for a while on Centrelink benefits, and he was with St. George Bank. The thing was, though, Sarah, he didn't have much money in his account, and he went to go draw out a little bit too much one day than he had in the account, and the bank gave it to him.
I thought they always did that, but then they fined you.
Yeah, no. They do. They
charge you a high interest rate.
No. It tells you on the ATM that you have insufficient funds.
Yeah, but you have like a certain amount that you can. It might be $40 that you can draw out if you're close to the number.
Well, no, I always thought that they said no. Anyway, he went over his limit and they gave him the money. So he thought he'd try it again the next day.
Oh, dear.
Took out another $200 and he got it.
Wow.
He said, well, I don't have this money in my account. I had a bit of a chuckle with the boys around Goulburn. So he went in again the next day. They gave him the money again. $2 million later.
No.
Not so much Centrelink anymore.
$2 million later, he got busted. And he splashed out $36,000 for a second-hand Maserati, $91,000 for an Aston Martin, $30,000 for a Hyundai.
He's had a go.
Hasn't he?
He got an Alfa Romeo. He's got a speedboat, a framed Michael Jordan shirt. He's got pictures signed by Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, Guns N' Roses, Top Gear presenters, and he's got a Frisbee signed by Amy Winehouse.
Oh, he's just a misuse of funds.
No, he's gone, you know what? I've never grown up, so why aren't I going to treat this like I'm the biggest kid and how many toys can I get?
I mean, in the back, it's happy days, right? But in the back of your mind, sir, you'd be thinking to yourself, it's only a matter of time, lads. I can't do this forever.
Don't answer that, guys.
I can't do this forever.
How do you think that moment went down, though, when someone handed Amy Winehouse a Frisbee and said, could you sign this? And she went, okay, I would have liked an album cover, but sure, a toy for your dog. I'll sign it.
I like the idea of him trying to bribe the police when they arrived on his doorstep and he said, all right, you take the Jordan. You take the Jordan, I'll get the Maserati.
Boys,
Hyundai?
What do you need? Okay. You're an Amy Winehouse fan. Top Gear, anyone into Top Gear?
Let's all have a win here.
I've got something signed by Jeremy Clarkson.
It's just...
Well done, mate. So where's he now?
But see, no, this is the thing. Instead of serving 2 years in jail for spending the $2 million wrongly, he's gone onto his Facebook page. He's been found not guilty after the New South Wales Court of Criminal Appeal overturned his conviction for fraud.
Well, let's say you're a bit old and you've lost your mind slightly. Mm. This can happen. And you go to the ATM and you're not really thinking about your balance and you just keep taking money out. How can it be entirely your fault? It's being handed to you.
Different if you're an old person and your account has money in it.
It's not your money, though.
Yeah,
now,
that's right.
I know it's totally illegal, right? But the first thing I thought of is, okay, if you're getting this money...
Vegas?
I wouldn't be... Look, you would buy some... You'd buy stuff like that, a little bit of that stuff. But what would you do? Would you keep withdrawing money and burying it? What would you do?
Line the walls of the house, fill the back garden.
Buy a house.
Hmm.
No, but you can't buy a house with cash, Sarah.
Yeah, you can.
What do you mean? You can't go in with $200,000 and just buy a house.
Yeah, you can.
Well, no, but I wouldn't take... If someone offered me cash for my house...
Oh, no, you got to do
you
it.
You can't take
it. You've got to do it officially.
Because then how could you put that into the bank? You're the one who looks dodgy. You just can't do that these days. But would you take it to the casino?
Oh, maybe.
That's what a lot of
That's how they launder money.
Yeah. You take it to the casino, make it look like a big win, put it into chips, trade your chips, get the cash, do what you need to do.
Hang on, but aren't you walking away with the same thing you walked in with?
Put it in the bank.
You couldn't. There's no way in the
world,
right?
From the casino transaction.
What?
If you bought someone's house for $500,000 and said, I've got it in cash.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I know you can, but that person that takes that money, mate, how are you going to put that into your bank without looking dodgy?
You turn up and you open the back of your car and you go, have a look in there. There's 500K.
Cash.
And then you go, all yours, just keep it quiet. Don't say that you got it from me.
Oh.
And deposit little bits at a time.
See, but then if you've got 500 mm-hmm. grand cash hidden yep. away or buried or in your walls, wouldn't you be worried the whole time that someone would know that it's in there?
Even when you were cooking dinner. You'd go, oh, God, what if this place catches fire?
Yeah.
Hey, turn the flame down on the stove. I'm a bit paranoid.
Luke
got 500K in the wall. One thing I learned about the Christmas party last Friday night was I wasn't great with names. I mean, there were so many people there that I thought, oh, I don't even know what your name is. It gets a bit awkward when you've worked with people for a long time and you don't know their names.
Yeah, it's just rude and lazy.
It is rude and lazy, Sarah. Yeah. And there was one girl that had a mask on. And I said, oh, I don't know who you are under the mask. And then she lifted it up and I said, I still don't know who you are.
That's so rude.
So I still don't know who it was.
It was Cath O'Connor.
Was it?
Our
CEO.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You should know that.
Career limiting move. That's okay. So I've found some great tips to help your memory, which is terrific. Maybe it's your Christmas party tonight and after a couple of drinks, your brain freezes slightly. The name game, of course, which we've all played. But what they say, let's say you meet somebody called Sean. You then have to tie something into his name. So Sean...
Sean the sheep, I would think of.
Right there. That is a key way to remember somebody's name. So they've said here, if it's Sean, imagine a sheep being sheared with clippers. So next time you then see that guy, you'll go, for some reason, there's a sheep being shorn with clippers. Sean is his name.
Well, here's one.
Bang, there's your recall.
Like, because, okay, I walk Cooper every day around Balmain, and I walk past the shop where Timmy Blackwell's mum works in there, and I kept forgetting her name every time, and I walk past and wave, and I said, I've got to remember her name. And it was Heather. So I just think of Heather now from... Heather from... Oh gosh.
The Bachelor.
From The Bachelorette. Yeah, The Bachelor.
But now you have to think of two things rather than just one thing.
No.
And Sean the sheep, if you don't look like a sheep, why am I thinking sheep when
because
I look at you?
Because it's Sean. Like if I saw Tom. Like if I go... If I meet you for the first time and you go, hi, I'm Tom.
Yes.
In my mind, I should go, Tom Thumb in the cupboard, I spy Mother Hubbard.
That is
so
a
then
lot to remember.
When I see Tom, I'll think of Mother Hubbard and then Tom. Go, why am I thinking of Mother Hubbard? Because then I'll go, Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb's good. Just Tom Thumb you would need, I'd say.
Or if I went, oh, how are you, Mother? And then I go, no, that was Mother Hubbard because I came from Tom Thumb.
What about Sarah?
You're not my mother.
All right, but what about Josiah works on the show? Now, that's a rare name. So what would you do for Josiah?
Bother.
You wouldn't remember.
I was the one in the mask.
Yeah.
No, but Josiah, I would...
Well done, mate. There's the out. Play a song.
That's been your highlight of the year.
Well done, mate.
I'm leaving anyway.
I would think of Josiah Desire.
That's not bad, because you're a good looking rooster.
Do you know what
He's
I would think
fire.
Of? I think of the U2 song.
Josiah.
That's how I'd remember your name.
Thanks.
What about this one? Pin numbers is an interesting one. So let's say your pin number is 2427, right?
Is it really?
No. No.
Has anyone got a pin?
There's a cash limit on it. What they're saying to do is make sure that each number represents a word. So you might say 2427, my name is Dominic, is a way to remember that. So the
okay, the letters that are 2427 on the phone. I've always been confused by that, though.
Yeah, my name is Dominic.
Yeah, but see...
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But then it gets harder because...
Because on the phone, doesn't a letter represent... represent three letters?
I'm confused by
it's
that one.
It's very confusing.
Let's move on to the way they want you to remember a credit card, which is the same sort of theory. So I can never remember a credit card number. Forget about it. But the old man will just reel it off over the phone, which I've heard, and I thought, how do you do that? But what they're saying is every number should represent a word. So they go, okay, so the football, let's put that down with number one. Number two is a candle. Number three is a swan. So then you go, football, candle, swan, cooking, handcuffs, snowman, balloon, string.
I think that's just added. You're trying to remember extra things on top of you.
Here's one for all males.
God, here we go.
Because I think we're brilliant at doing this. when you get the phone call, can you bring some milk home, pick up some cheese or something on the way home, and you forget the cheese, right? They're saying the minute you're told, like if you're in your car and Lisa says, hey, grab some milk on the way home, wherever you are, picture that there's milk flowing down the street. So let your imagination run. If you're at a roundabout and they say, remember the cheese, picture cheese on the roundabout. Yeah. Without a word of a lie,
always comes
what it
back
says
to
here.
Cheese for you, doesn't it?
See, look at the roundabout covered in cheese. If you're trying to remember eggs, look at smashed eggs on the pavement.
Oh, this is horrible.
And then if...
Where did you find this?
I'm not sure. Millie sent it to me.
Millie, for shame.
She sent it to him 2 minutes ago.
I'm just reading through it.
Probably the wrong person to send it to. Mill, a bit disappointed in you as well.
Spelling as well. Definitely and defiantly,
mate. Don't go into spelling, mate. Don't go into spelling.
Is this just a list of things for you to work on before 2017?
Like consensus, right? Remember, in the word consensus has the word us. Consensus being a group decision, us as a team.
Yeah, but not all words are made up like that.
I'm boring myself.
Yeah,
do you mind if I just tear that up slightly?
It's been a big year for Whipper.
Put your feet up, mate. Take a rest.
Do you know what you need to work on, mate?
Yep.
Is your wrap-up of the week.
I'm nervous about this.
This is the final one.
Practice.
Tell us what you got.
I'm dabbing, I'm dancing. I'm streeting and I'm bouncing. Gonna take you down to the park. And I'm gonna dance with you in the dark. Rap of the week is not far away. I'm striding into the weekend a little gay.
That means happy. That means happy.
Well, of course. What did you take it as?
Of course. Whoa,
Sarah.
Sarah, step back from the mic. Do not step back too far.
Sarah, when you throw to Desire and say drop the beat, what do you expect, mate? So don't shake your head with disappointment.
It's time for wrap up of the week. But before we do this, because it's Whipper versus Tom this morning, and Sarah and myself, they're the two teams.
Close anyway.
We've received a call from someone who received a premiership during the year for Cronulla Sharks. Mick Ennis, welcome to the show, mate.
Hello, guys. Great to talk to you. It's been too long.
Yeah, you just wanted to say something before we start the wrap this morning, Mick?
Yeah, mate, I'm just driving, and I listened to all this talk about cheese, and I started to think about Whipper, and I thought... Friday morning, and I just remember and reminiscing about when I towed him up that day in the rap.
Well done, smashed him. I mean, anyone that's gone against me has won. I've never won one. But you know
That's what I'm going to get to, mate. So if you can win today, especially, I'm going to buy you a cheeseburger.
A Mick Ennis burger?
Let's do a Mick Ennis burger.
You know what, Mick? Your video of you rapping was the most viewed rap video we have. So now that you've given up footy, just take up rapping professionally.
Mate, you know what? I used to be seen around Cronulla, and all the little kids around the area go, oh, I think that's that guy that plays for the Sharks. Now I wear my Nova shirt around, and they go, that's the bloke that towed Whipper up in the rap.
Hang up on him.
All right, sit back, Mick. Here we go.
Right, are you guys going first?
Yep. Do you want us to go first?
All right, MDG, you are the judge for today.
Here we go.
You're up. Right, here
this
we
is,
go.
This is on, wait up. This is on Fitzy and Whipper's Facebook page. It's live right now. So if you want to go check it out, it's live right now. Here we go.
Good luck.
Let's go, Fitz.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You got this.
Woo!
I said, yeah, you got this.
Go, Fitzy. It's your turn, hey? You're wrapping it up on a Friday. Will I be good or will I be crap, hey? Well, it's time to drop the beat and take it away. You find me in the pub drinking pints and wrapping it up. Demolishing this beat like Whipper does grub. Do you have a match, Whip, to light me up? Because I need a cigarette after seeing your mum. Get your voice to yourself if I was you, Tom. Catching cabs in the back and dropping those bombs. Dances to himself like Tom at the prom. To see Whip and Tom's rap, go to loser.com.
It's getting sweaty in here like Whipper on a plane. A month away from you guys, well, ain't that a shame? Tom's whiter than a ghost, and Whipper, you're a mess. The only thing you're good at is being a pest. You're a radio god, the king of romance, but there's nothing but dead air down in your pants. Have a Merry Christmas. Just kidding, I hope it stinks, and enjoy spending next year down at Centrelink.
That was intense. That was intense.
Whoa, that deserved 10 dabs, sir.
That was amazing. There's a lot of dabbing in the studio right now.
Whoa.
Dab mannequin challenge.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, great tracksuit challenge. Okay, well, I'm disappointed that my mother got bought up in the rap, Mr. Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Where's this going to end up?
Jeez, you're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, no, we are. Here
in
we go.
In my rap today, I'm going to do a shout out to Matty De Groot for his performance.
Yeah, oh, you don't have to bring anyone up. Just do it.
Drop that thing.
Hi, boys.
Seriously, drop the beat, mate. Yo. You can find me in the pub. Hot body chicks like to rub. I like Fitzy, drinking Bacardi. You're 40 now. I stop crashing kids' parties. Stop staring at the screen. I've done everything now.
Happened.
The problem is, Dad.
Dad, mannequin jump.
Whipper, that was shocking.
Stop laughing. I can get through the craft that I've written.
Now I got so much last week for pausing. You have abandoned shit
I'm
completely.
I'm going again, man, because I could not
you
stop laughing.
You only get one more go.
Yeah, I got this. I'm a man. I step in. You can find me in the pub. Hot body chicks like to rub. I like Fitzy, drinking Bacardi. You're 40 now. I stop crashing kids' parties. I stop staring at the king. I've done everything. Now Sarah wants a piece. Call 000. You're gonna need the effing police. Drop the mic, T.I. Drop the mic, T.I. Let him die.
2016, what a year it's been. Fitzy got the snip while Gary made Sarah scream. Oh! Matt De Groot, don't be embarrassed. I've got more power than my rubbish ass.
Yeah!
A rubbish ass. I've got more power than my rubbish ass. A rubbish ass.
That's it.
Turn it off.
That was awful.
First of all, the best thing about your whole rap was a line that you stole off Matty De Groot from the week before.
That was just
Matt De Groot, who's the winner today?
Wow.
Come on.
That was the most aggressively unimpressive thing I've ever seen two men do. The winner of the year-ending wrap-up of the week, Fitzy and Sarah.
Challenge.
Good on you guys.
What a year it's been.
So thank you though for the rubbish yara shout out. That's really
was
helpful.
That was extreme rapping. We're gonna get that up online to the Fitzy Whipper Facebook page. Mate, we did our best and you can't ask any more.
Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper.
Nova. Last show of the year, so it's been a little bit loose this morning. We're holding it together. Someone has called through, goes by the name Mike, is that right?
Fitzy, Whipper, how are you, boys?
Oh, Mikey Bad.
The Premier, Mike Bad. How are you?
Well, I was out and about, and it's an emotional day, as you probably realise, for the whole of Sydney, because it's your last day on air for the year. So I thought that we just had to ring in and congratulate you on another outstanding year. I mean, Nova is. I mean, I don't even know what the ratings are, but I'm sure they're through the roof.
Thanks, Mike. We'll take that.
And, look, and I have to say that last rap, Whipper, that wasn't your best effort. I don't think of the year.
Well, do you know, let's just say it's been a big 24 hours after the fun at Australia Zoo yesterday, Mike. Would you consider Mike Baird coming in for Rap of the Week one time? Because I'd love to see Mike drop the mic.
In 2017?
Yeah.
That is a date. That's a date.
Would you... I mean, Mike, would you be prepared to go up against...
Oh, I'm there on my team, though.
All right. Yeah, of course. We'd make a great duo.
Yeah, she's not bad.
We might have to make it even. We might have to get Luke Foley on, though, as well. You can go head-to-head, Mike. What do you think?
No,
don't muddy the waters.
And also, while we've got you as well, I suppose, is there any chance maybe we could... You're throwing a bit of money around at the moment. We've got tunnels. We've got our transport system's gone mental. Can you maybe... throw a bit of money so we could go for a trip to Vegas in 2017, Mike. Is there anything around?
Well, look, I don't think there's money in the budget for that, but, I think given Nova's outstanding year, I mean, you just include that in your part of your contract.
That's not bad. So the idea of the tunnel from Piermont here to Vegas is off the cards.
Look, I think that that might be for a long-term decision. That maybe won't ever be realised, that one.
How's your back going, big fella? Is it getting better?
Look, it's better. Thank you for asking. No, it's been a very difficult little period. That you don't realise how much you rely on your back until you do something to it. But no, back running and surfing. So things are looking up.
Mike, if any of your family members are listening right now, I just want to remind them of what happened to your back. And if anyone gives you a pair of socks for Christmas, it's a very bad joke. Unless they have the grip on the bottom of them, then they're safe to wear downstairs.
Yeah, no. I've, not surprisingly, a few people have thought of that. In fact, I've got about a dozen pairs of those now.
That's right. And mate, we can get rid of all the rumours of floating around of you retiring in February.
Look, I absolutely want to continue in the job. Obviously, it's up to my party in terms of if I continue, but that's my intent, to keep going. Love the opportunities, and, when you reflect back on what we've achieved, notwithstanding some of the difficulties this year, I mean, the economy in New South Wales going gangbusters. You're seeing jobs, you're seeing infrastructure being built. It's been a great year for the state.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you ringing through, mate. I know, you're trying to get back running now and a little bit of surfing as well, and every now and then you can fit in a bit of Fitzy and Whipper. We appreciate your time, mate. And if we don't see you, have a great Christmas and a happy new year to you as well, Mr. Bird.
You too, boys and team. Have a great break. And we look forward to seeing you back better than ever in 2017.
Thanks, good on you, Mike. Mate. Thank you very much.
See you, buddy.
End of the week. And for the Fitzy and Whipper show, it's end of the year. We're going to go on holidays now and have a rest from each other. Yeah. Not see each other, not call each other, not look at each other.
TGIH.
Yeah.
Thank God it's holiday.
It's WFZ. That's what you told me the other day, sir.
What's that?
A whipper-free zone.
Oh, no. So every Christmas holidays, I think, yes, 6 weeks without whipper, and it takes him to about week two to start calling me and hassling me. What are you doing? What are you up to today? What do you think of the weather? What do you think of the cricket? What's going on in your day?
I'll ask you what you were doing this time last year.
I was at work.
No, you weren't. You were hooking up with Gary on my couch.
That's right.
Well, it's been a year, so Sarah, if you want to book in a time on my couch, it's still available.
Are you going away still?
Yeah, I'm going away. So
where do you leave the hider key?
Not telling you anything.
At least that couch will get some action again, which would be great.
No, you don't know anything.
Can we also say a big thank you to Benny Harlem, 007 Benny. Come over here, Benny.
Hello.
Why are you leaving?
Oh, I'm actually also hooking up with Gary on the couch over Christmas, which is great. I can't wait. Sorry, Sarah.
No, you can join in. Festive season.
That's
You've
right.
been a great team member.
Oh, thank you.
Ben does a lot of work behind the scenes, organising guests, Ben, as part of your role here at Nova.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
Had a big crush on Heather Moulton.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a highlight.
I write all your raps. I just wrote that goodbye speech of mine.
You're kidding? You don't write your own raps?
What are you talking about? Wow.
How dare you, Ben?
Go through your mail to see if there's good stuff.
I'm glad you're leaving, Ben. Yeah. Anything you want to steal from the building on the way out?
I don't really know.
Where are you going? LA?
Something like that. I'll be back in 3 months. They'll be like, didn't they say goodbye to him?
No,
already?
Unfortunately, we'll never take you back, mate.
No, but you are invited to team swim this afternoon.
Hard to pass up, really.
We'll meet you there, Ben. No, good luck with all your adventures around the world, mate. And
exploring. Yeah, we'll miss you, Ben.
Exploring yourself. Oh, thanks.
You're the Carmen San Diego, really, aren't you?
where in the world is Ben Harlem, new guy?
I know that you don't get old team members back after they leave the show. Georgie, how are you?
Oh, Georgie!
Zing! That's
Georgie's
where he's
here
going.
As well.
Nice handover.
Yep.
Now, what have you done this year?
What have I done? Sung 3 minutes a week. It's been pretty tough.
No, Georgie's, she's got a promotion as well on Smooth. Well done, you're program director now.
Here we go.
You've left us and gone on to better things.
This is exciting because you're about to go to Fiji for 3 weeks.
Oh, I can't wait, mate.
God, enjoy the buffets.
Bula
Banaka.
All right, well, this is the last time for the year, Georgie. You get to sing us out for the last time this year.
Let's
good luck,
do it,
George.
Boys.
Just be yourself, no one else.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's it, Josh. What dress is that?
Travel down the road and back again.
A bikini or
your heart is true. You're a pal and a competitor.
Team
no
swim.
Bikini.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And if you threw a party, yeah. Invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me and the card.
Coming up. out next year. Fitzy and Whipper. We'll be back 2017 with more of what we did this year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you. We'll speak to you soon.
And for Monday morning, Greg Burns and Zoe Sheridan take over the reins. Make sure you tune into those guys. Good show. We're out of here. Have a great Christmas.
Bye! Bye. Hit it. Fitzy and Whipper.